Allahi wa barakatuh. It's a hearty and warm welcome to the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Mara, and Aunt Karita and myself will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Aunt Karita. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, much better.
Oh, shukr, yes, alhamdulillah. You sound much better, alhamdulillah. Well, here's what you can look forward to in today's program. We begin with a lovely inspiration. And I thought a lovely inspiration is actually a cute letter from a newly married girl to her mother. It's Women's Month, after all, so it's worth sharing a lovely inspiration. Thereafter, we begin with our remedy segment and home remedies for chickenpox, mumps, and measles. I know many of the children in the nursery schools, even in the schools, actually are at home with chickenpox, mumps, and measles. Then in our homemaking segment, we're sharing with you tips to do your laundry during your Hajj journey. And then cooking segment, hints and tips on packing your biscuits, cakes, chevro for your Hajj journey. And we're also going to be sharing with you 25 key skills every kitchen beginner should know. Then in our recipe segment, a collection of light snack recipes for your Hajj journey, and we're sharing with you Maskana biscuits, Jiro biscuits, Teltukras, All Brain Rusks, and a Naan Kataya recipe. So that's coming up later on in our program. Now, the question we're asking you today is, what type of light snacks do the Cape Townian, the Durbanites, and the Joburgers take with them on their Hajj journey? I know Pearl Tong, Chevro, Naan Katai, Rusk, Fruitcake. And at the end of the day, Antiquita, it's all proudly South African. Oh, okay. So you can share with us also ideas on how to pack your biscuits, your Chevro, your Naan Katai, your Rusks, or your fruitcake for your Hajj journey. We'd love all those hints and tips. Our lines are open, 011-854-1548. Tufail is waiting to take your calls. Then our SMS or WhatsApp line is 082-565-8648. A tweet at Amara Radio Islam. You can also follow me on Instagram. It's Amara_Mulam. Well, let's begin our lovely inspiration. It says, a cute letter from a newly married girl to her mother. Dear Mum, like every normal girl, I was excited about marriage right from my childhood days. I never thought beyond the time that I would spend happily with my Prince Charming. But today, when I am married, I realize that marriage is not all roses. It's just not about being with your beloved and having a gala time. There is so much more to it. It comes with its own share of responsibilities, duties, sacrifices, and compromises. Sorry about that. I can't wake up any time I want to. I am expected to be up and ready before everyone else in the family. I can't laze around in my PJs throughout the day. I am expected to be presentable every time. I can't just go out any time I want to. I am expected to be sensitive to the needs of the family. I can't just hit the bed anytime I want to. I am expected to be active and around the family. I can't expect to be treated like a princess, but I'm supposed to take care of everyone else in the family. And then I think to myself, why did I get married at all? I was happier with you, Mum. Sometimes I think of coming back to you and getting pampered again. I want to come home to my favorite food cooked by you every evening after a nice outing with friends. I want to sleep on your lap like I have no worry in this world. But then I suddenly realize, had you not got married and made such sacrifices in your life, I wouldn't have had so many wonderful memories to hang on to. And suddenly the purpose of all this becomes clear, to return the same comfort, peace and happiness to my new family that I got from you. And I'm sure that as time would pass, I would start loving this life equally as you do. Thank you, Mom, for all the sacrifices and compromises you made. They give me the strength to do the same. I love you, Mum. It's an excellent article for all your daughters. And it says, do not forget to share with ladies, respect all ladies and girls besides you as they make the world beautiful for you to live in. Daughters are like music in the house. Mm-hmm. When she speaks without a break, and everyone says, Chuppi kar jao. When she is silent, mother says, Tabiyat theek hai na? Father says, aaj ghar mein khamosh kyun hai? Bhai says, naraaz ho gaya. And when she is married, old says, aisa lagta hai, is ghar ke ronak hai, chali gayi. She is a real non-stop nasheed, dedicated to emotional, cute, pretty, sweet and sincere girls. Stay tuned.
قدم چوم لوں گا قدم چوم لوں گا قدم چوم لوں گا قدم چوم لوں گا اگر مل گئی مجھ کو راہ مدینہ محمد کا نقش قدم چوم لوں گا اگر مل گئی مجھ کو راہ مدینہ محمد کا نقش قدم چوم لوں گا عقیدت سے کعبے میں عقیدت سے کعبے میں سر کو جھکا کر نگاہوں سے بابے حرم چوم لوں گا اگر مل گئی مجھ کو راہ مدینہ محمد کا نقش قدم چوم لوں گا اگر مل گئی مجھ کو راہ مدینہ محمد کا نقش قدم چوم لوں گا
جو طے کر کے آئیں گے راہ مدینہ ملا لوں گا میں ان کے سینے سے سینا
Are tuned to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Let's now go on to our home remedies segment, and it's home remedies for chicken pox, measles, and mumps. Now we begin with chicken pox. Home remedies for chicken pox is very beneficial since there are no particular medicines for the disease. Chicken pox home care remedies serves as the best treatment. Brown vinegar, the use of brown vinegar is one of the most important home remedies found beneficial in the treatment of chicken pox. Half a cup of this vinegar should be added to a bath of warm water. This will relieve the irritation of the skin. Then oatmeal, a bath of oatmeal is considered a natural remedy for relieving the itch due to chicken pox. This bath is prepared by cooking 2 cups of oatmeal in 2 liters of water for 15 minutes. This mixture is then put into a cloth bag, preferably cotton, and a string is tied tightly around the top. This bag is allowed to float in a tub of water and swished until around the water becomes turbid. Precautions should be taken to ensure that the bag is not torn. The child with chicken pox can splash and play in the water, making sure that water goes all over the skulls while the pouch of oatmeal can remain in the tub. Now, I think this actually helps the to stop it from itching. Mm-hmm. Then they say pea water. That's green pea water is another effective remedy for relieving irritation of the skin. The water is in which fresh peas have been cooked can also be used for this purpose. And another remedy is bicarbonate of soda. Bicarb of soda is a popular remedy to control the itching in chicken pox. Some baking soda should be put in a glass of water. The child should be sponged with this water so that the soda dries on the skin. This will keep the child away from scratching the eruptions. And so is honey. They say honey should be applied onto the chicken pox, and a soup made prepared with carrots and coriander has been found beneficial in the treatment of chicken pox. Then slingleberry leaves should be actually put on the bed of a chicken pox patient. Very useful, it cools down the body. And they say make a paste of slingleberry leaves, arrowroot and pure rose water, dab on the skin. And they say sandalwood oil also proves helpful in treating chicken pox. And now we go on to remedies for measles. Accept the juice of fresh oranges and drink it twice a day. Drinking barley water about 2 to 3 times a day serves as a fabulous remedy for treating measles. And turmeric, that's your earth, is considered valuable in curing measles. Take about 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder and mix with some honey and the juice of few bitter gourd leaves. Give this mixture to the patient suffering from measles. Then also have lukewarm water for baths, and if possible, add neem leaves to the bathing water. It will be helpful in relieving you from the itching. Now, other suggested remedies is warm cream soda and spa body cool drinks are also useful in treating measles. In fact, it also brings down the fever. Then also, as with the feverish illnesses, it is best to stick to a light diet of salads, fruit and vegetables, although fish should be avoided. And then also, bathing the rash with apple cider vinegar and warm water will reduce the desire to scratch, while calamine lotion takes the heat out of the area. Now we move on to mumps. They say make a paste of dry ginger powder and water and apply it all over the swollen area. Then warm camphorated oil can be applied to the swollen areas. Zambak made warm can also be applied to the swollen glands. And avoid acidic drinks. And also the neck should be exposed to cold winds. Cover it with a scarf or a shawl. And the person suffering with mumps should not be allowed to get wet much. Now, please note that these remedies are in no way intended to replace professional medical advice or treatment. If you are in doubt, then see your GP. And these remedies are all on our website. So is our tips to do your laundry during your Hajj journey. And also, all our recipes are on the Radio Islam website. Go to www.radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to internet, call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022 and she will gladly assist you. Let's go for a quick break. When we come back, tips to do your laundry during your Hajj journey. Also, the question we're asking you today is, what type of light snacks do the Cape Townian, the Durbanites, and the Joburgers take with them on their Hajj journey? At the end of the day, I know Antigonita is all proudly South African. And also, share with us your ideas on how to pack your biscuits, chevro, naan katai rusks for your Hajj journey. 011-854-1548, SMS or WhatsApp 082-565-8648, a tweet at Amara Radio Islam, or you can follow me on Instagram at Amara_Mullah. Stay tuned.
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
Invest up to 30,000 Rand per year in a Sharia-compliant tax-free savings account with 27-4 investment managers. You can now invest in our top-performing Sharia-compliant unit trusts, knowing that all capital gains and dividends you earn are completely tax-free and have access to your money at any time. Grow your money tax-free by calling us today on 011-442-2464 or visit 27-4.com. 27-4 Investment Managers is an authorized financial services provider.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. On the authority of the son of Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been ordered to fight against people until they testify that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, and until they perform the prayers and pay the zakat, and if they do so, they will have gained protection from me for their lives and property, unless they do acts that are punishable in accordance with Islam, and their reckoning will be with Allah the Almighty. Related by Al-Bukhari.
You don't have to go to India to experience exotic spices. Come to Mars Spices. We select the best. We clean the best. You get the best. Dana, Jiru, Garam Masala, Maschachas Mexican Manchurian Spices. Bring your daddy and your nanny to Mars Spice. Turn your cooking into a fine art. Come visit us at Mars Spice. 33 Concord Place, Lanesia. 011-854-3256. Behind Jamia Masjid.
Radio Islam will be holding its annual general meeting on Sunday, the 30th of August 2015 at the Masjid Salihin Hall, 9:30 a.m. inshallah. Included will be the minutes of the previous AGM, the chairman's address, and the audited financial statements. We hereby request our community to attend.
This is part of a Radio Islam Women's Month feature.
Have you heard about Rabia al-Adawiyah? She's also known as Rabia al-Basriyah and was one of the most important Sufis in the Muslim tradition. Rabia al-Adawiyah spent much of her early life as a slave in southern Iraq before attaining her freedom. She is considered to be one of the founders of the tariqah that emphasizes the loving of Allah for his own sake, rather than out of fear of punishment or desire for reward.
Women's Month on Radio Islam.
Santak, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanasia, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In the Gauteng province, our team will be in Bertrams on Thursday, the 13th of August, 58 Kimberley Road. Contact number 083-452-4835. In Houghton, on Friday, the 14th of August, Masjid al-Furqan. Contact number 074-034-7860. In Marlborough on Saturday, the 15th of August, 5 Islamabad Drive. Contact number 082-855-2677. Technicians for the Gauteng region. Ibrahim Shah, 079-138-4961. Molana Ibrahim Pirali, 074-034-7860. Abdul Haq Panchbhai, 074-786-7860. Safwan Khan, 061-257-5789.
You are tuned to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Let's go direct to our callers. To the first caller, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. How are you, my darling?
Alhamdulillah, how are you, Apa Rukaya?
Alhamdulillah, so nice to hear your voice on Radio Islam. Sister Amara,
she
is calling to pray a very, very, for you and your family, a pleasant journey.
Ji, ameen.
Pleasant Hajj, inshallah. May Allah accept all your du'as, Namaz.
Ameen, ameen.
We accepted Hajj, inshallah. Ameen. Remember us in your du'as, Sister Amara, and we will remember you in our du'as too. Also, don't forget Radio Islam. All the managers, all the
people. Ji, ameen, ameen, Aparukaya.
All of you, inshallah, Allah, those who are going for Hajj, be accepted Hajj for all of them, and all your du'as will be accepted too, inshallah. And may Allah bring you back safely home, and inshallah, I hope all those who are going also, Allah, make it easy for them, and make their Hajj magroor and Hajj, inshallah. That's my du'a for you, inshallah. And may Allah keep you wealthy also. And you remember me in your du'as, and all the sick people all over the world to Allah Pak, inshallah, give them shifa e kamila. That's my du'a for you, Sister Amara.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakallah, Aparukaya. Much, much appreciated. Jazakallah wa khair.
Sister Amara, I love you all for the pleasure of Allah.
Ji, and we also love you for the pleasure of Allah, Aparukaya. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullah.
What a lovely du'a.
Beautiful.
Beautiful du'a. Ameen to all her du'as. Ameen, ameen. Let's go to the second caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, Sister Amara. I wish you all the best in your journey. Make dua for us.
Ameen,
also.
Ameen.
And don't forget to take the murkus.
Oh, the murkus. I forgot to put
that. I'll drop off some for you at the radio station. When are you leaving?
I'm leaving on the 26th, Appa.
Inshallah, I'll see you before then.
Ji, inshallah. Jazakallah khair, Appa.
Okay.
Jazakallah so much.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
In your dua, salam salam.
Oh, that's such a lovely call. The murkus, we've got to go to the murkus.
We did,
you know?
Actually, yes.
Yes, and they actually on a lighter note, you know, you see people in Makkah, Medina with the pearl tongue, the chevre, the fruitcake, you know they are from South Africa.
Where they come.
So we're asking the listeners to actually call in and tell us what type of light snacks do the Cape Townian, the Durbanites, and the Joburgers take with them on their Hajj journey, and also share your ideas on how to pack your biscuits, your chevre, your naan kata, your rusks for your Hajj journey. We we'd love to hear from you. Well, before we go on to our WhatsApp messages, I thought I'd share with you tips to do your laundry during your Hajj journey. Now, there are laundromats in both Mecca and Medina, but you're going to pay a price.
Yes.
You're going to pay a price. So, I suggest you take with you the following convenient tools: some plastic or wire hangers, a travel clothesline, or some string and pegs, and washing powder or hand wash liquid. You actually get this laundry hand wash liquid now. It's quite easy. What you do is you want to purchase that, just put enough tape around the lid of it and put it into a plastic bag or a bubble wrap. It won't leak out. And also try to pack lighter clothing that are quick drying and wrinkle resistant. Choose fabrics such as polyester or nylon that are pretty wrinkle resistant and dry very quickly. Now our advice is very easy, just to give it a quick wash and a rinse.
And hang it up in the bathroom also.
On a hanger. And let all the water drain out.
No ironing at all.
Even the pants that you're going to wear, your tights you're going to wear underneath, it dries very quickly.
Very quickly, Jay.
And also, with the men with the kurtas, you know, they're going to wear white kurtas. So what you're going to do is just soak it up a bit. And soak it up and give it a quick wash. And then the same way is to actually hang it with a hanger. Let all the water dry out. And you can hang it near the aircon or something.
Another tip, Amara, is I prefer them buying the soap from Mecca and Medina. You see, it agrees with the water.
Yes.
For them. It's much nicer. It's much easier. They call it the Tide.
The Tide, yes.
And it works once.
No, it does work once, yes.
Really. Instead of getting it all the way from here.
That's also yes. But now, you know what I've done? Whenever we traveled, whether it's Umrah or to the Middle East or wherever, I always take a small box of sunlight soap powder. And it works.
It works well.
But in case you run short, right, at least you can get a Tide, the washing powder.
Tide washing powder. It works really very well.
And it's better to do your washing every day. Don't let it pile up.
And it doesn't even take long to wash.
To dry. And
it's hot at the moment.
It's
so
very hot day, yes.
It doesn't take long at all to dry.
So that was actually some ideas for you to do your laundry while on your Hajj journey. And then obviously you want to do it at night. You can actually just do it at night, hang it up, let all the water drain out, and leave it near the air cons or the window. You know, wherever it can dry out quickly, it can get circulation.
Yes.
Allow air circulation very, very quickly. Now let's just go back to our feedback from our listeners. I've got quite a bit here coming through. So let's first go to our SMSs. This one says, Assalamu alaikum. I make the Durbs hard naan kadai, which my husband eats four for breakfast in a day out. For traveling, which he does often, I pack in 2-liter ice cream containers with plastic liner between layers and taken in hand luggage. My sister wraps individually in foil. Jazakallah. Then also, this one says, Salams, my granny used to individually wrap each naan kadai in foil and pack in empty wax wrap or foil boxes. They stay very nicely.
Definitely. That's a very good tip. We normally pack it like that.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Yes.
And another message comes through. This one says, Alhamdulillah, when we used to go for Hajj and Umrah, my marhuma wife used to take date and nut cake, slice it up and pack it in the wax wrap or lunch wrap boxes. It is easy to pack in your luggage and takes very little space. This goes for naan kadai as well and murku. Hajj mabrur and Hajj makbul to you and your family, Brother Yunus from Indonesia. Ameen and Jazakallah for that. That's a very good idea. I think everybody has a standard way of packing.
Yes.
And I was actually thinking the same thing about date and walnut cake or fruit cake. And this one says, Saddams, for the black cloak you must use a sunlight bar soap to avoid the white strips.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Then another thing that came to mind is you actually get a special
abaya
wash.
Yes.
For your cloaks. And it will actually give you the instructions how to use it. And this one says, I took and eat some empty box. And this one says, yes. Let's go back onto it again. I took, eat some more empty boxes. Let's say, eat some more biscuits, empty box. Then I covered naan kadai individually and placed it like, eat some more biscuits.
So they don't move around.
You're going to make it small.
Yes.
Okay, you're going to actually make it small, and they never broke. Chevro crisps are also nice to munch on. Remember me in your pious duas, Sister Aisha Tokrat from Lobatse, Botswana. Jazakallah for that, sister. Then, another one says, Okay, this one says, okay, I think there is more coming through. Alright, yes. So basically what they did with the naan ketai, or even biscuits, we have a biscuit, how do you pack biscuits, Auntie Greta?
You pack it in a foil. Individually in the foil, and then you put it in the boxes.
So different type of biscuits, you
yes.
pack it in a foil,
yeah.
and then wrap it up nicely.
Individually, and then you pack it, but you have to pack it very close by, so they don't move and tilt in the waves.
It doesn't
crush. They don't crush.
Mm-hmm.
Even your fruitcake, wrap it in foil and put it in a Ziploc bag.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will happen to it.
Is it better to take it whole or slice it?
Well, it's easier to slice it because then you don't have to still look for a knife and all of it.
Yeah, it's better to
slice
it.
And then you just wrap it nicely in foil and put it in a Ziploc bag and put it in your 2-liter Tupperware, your ice cream Tupperware. I promise you it will stay fresh, it will stay soft, and nothing will go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Then, your chevro, how would you pack your chevro?
Chevro again in the Ziploc.
Ziploc bag and tape it up nicely.
Again, chevro, it's. I don't say you mustn't take, but it's not a very good option to take because it causes a lot of wind. And you know, there you want to try and keep your wuzu all the time.
All the time, yes.
So I suppose maybe the tultukra will be a better option to mm-hmm. take instead of the chevro.
And I think all this actually comes in handy when you actually move to Azizia.
Yes, yes.
And for your 5 days of Hajj.
Definitely.
You'll find everything coming out.
Coming
your China fruit, your biltong.
Whatever you need to, yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're asking the listeners out there for their suggestions also how to pack your biscuits, your chevro, your naan ketai, your jar trusks for your Hajj journey. Also, what type of light snacks do the Cape Townian take, the Durbanite, the Joburg? Joburg people, I know they take lots of biltong.
Biltong is the thing, yes.
And Durbanites is the auntie said the hard naan ketai, the murku. The Cape Townians, I don't know if they take kustas with them. Maybe they will make a sort of thing. I'd love to know, you know. Maybe one of the Cape Townians can actually call in or SMS or WhatsApp us. The SMS or WhatsApp number is 082-565-8648. Or even call in 011-854-1548. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, the Cape Townians also, on Tuesday afternoon at about 2:30, I'm going to be having a guest in the studio. And Sister Fahima, also, she's actually going to tell us how the Cape Townians actually send their hujjaj off.
But farewell to them.
But farewell to them.
Mm. Mm.
And next is my last program on the Kanita.
Oh,
we'll be so sad. Okay, let's go for. Okay, let's read out your share your more and more messages. This one says, Hajj Mubarak, Hajj Mabur, you please share flop-proof murku recipe. I'm looking for it forever.
Mm.
So remember the auntie that actually called in earlier on the APA? Maybe she can just SMS or WhatsApp me a murku recipe.
Yes.
Okay, do you have one, decorator?
No, I don't have a murku recipe.
You actually have a special machine for
yes,
it.
Because to form the round circles.
Mm-mm. Okay, so let's see if anybody can... Does have a murku recipe they can share with us? You can SMS or WhatsApp on 082-565-8648. Then this one says, I'm so happy for you, Sister Amara. Okay, let's start again.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. I use the Tide soap powder from Bin Daud. It's very cheap, about 4 riyals for a small box. It works very well for laundry. Another tip is to take hangers with and hang the clothes after washing. It will dry quickly. We really enjoyed rusks, dry fruit, biltong, and ready-made biscuits and mascara, all packed in Ziploc bags and foil trays. I'm so happy for you, Sister Amara, and please do remember us in your du'as. Enjoy your trip and make the best of it. Ameen, ameen. I mean. Well, jazakallah for that, sister. I forgot about the dry fruit.
Dry fruit also, yes.
But don't take it now when you're going to begin the 5 days of Hajj.
No.
Because it's a toilet problem there.
Yes, it is.
You don't want to end up having a diarrhea or a running stomach there because of, I don't know how the toilets are at the moment there. What's the situation with the toilets there? And, okay, let's go to our caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Sister Mara.
Alhamdulillah, and jazakallah for calling in, sister.
Okay, jazakallah for taking my call. With regard to the Hajj, the washing, we normally take the sunlight washing towel that comes with the Stay Soft.
Mm-mm, yes.
That one works very well. So you don't have to worry, Stay Soft and sticking and nothing like that.
Oh, lovely
and
idea.
Yeah, and then also the chevro also, as Auntie Khatija said, it's not a good idea. You always have wudu problems and especially in the 5 days, we advise people not to take the chair over because they're the toilet, you have a problem, wudu problem. So go easy on the chair also. But
okay, just that, yes.
And then with regards to snacks, we used to take a lot of this, what's it called, the cheddars.
Those mini cheddars. Yes.
And salty cracks also very good, especially 5 days when you you get a bit tired and dehydrated, and then the salty cracks and any crackers that with salt and pepper and things like that, you take things like that, and then you get cream cheese that you buy from Bindao. Mm.
Yes.
It comes in bottles, and then you carry that, but that's very nice. It goes nicely onto the crackers, and you can have it like a snack or sometimes even as a meal. Sometimes you don't know your next meal or whatever is going on. Then you have the crackers, and the salt in the crackers keeps the salt level high. But I suppose those with high blood pressure should go easy on that.
Okay, sister.
So that's also a good idea.
Okay, lovely, sir. Jazakallah for sharing that, sister.
Okay, no problem.
Jazakallah so much.
And make dua for all those who want to go, all of us longing to go, Allah Ta'ala accept us also.
Inshallah, Amin. You know, I applied about 5 years ago. I applied in 2018.
Waiting 4 years now.
Inshallah, Amin. Inshallah, Amin, sister. Jazakallah wa khair, sister. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Then this, okay, let's take our call online again. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, the caller can call back again. Let's share some more tips here. This one says, Salam, sister Amara, Haj Makbul, and Haj Mabrur to you and your family. My marhum mother put my chevra in an empty cereal packet when I went for Hajj in 2011. It stayed fresh during my whole trip. Have a safe journey. Jazakallah. Another good idea. Okay, let's go back to our callers. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister Amara?
Alhamdulillah, Auntie Rashida. Oh, it's a long time we haven't heard from you. Okay, Auntie Rashida. Okay, she cut again. Maybe she can call back again. Then, this one, Sister Hava says, Kryptonians must be taking meatballs and butter pits with.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget about that. Yes, okay. I forgot about that.
The butter pops, yes.
Okay, then this one says, okay, let's go to our next call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Ram, Sister Mara.
Si, Sister, how are you?
Yesterday, and I spoke to Faiz, huh?
Si.
I wanted a nice pecan nut, pecan tart recipe.
A pecan tart recipe?
Yes.
I'm not sure if there's one on the website.
There isn't one.
There isn't one. Okay, then maybe next week, Atikaita will share with a pecan tart recipe.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what you do is give Sister Faiza a call and ask her to give you Auntie Khadija's phone number and okay. You can call and ask her for the recipe.
Okay.
Jazakallah, sister.
Right.
Assalamu alaikum.
Islam.
Well, let's share some more WhatsApp messages. This one says Salams, when we performed Hajj in 2011, my husband said naan katai, chevro, or any of those old fashioned foods. Too much wind. We took packet biscuits in homemade biscuits, rusks. Make biscuits and with oats, very filling, back in foil containers, use dishwash liquid, very good for clothes.
Yeah.
Take also tuna in packets, not tins. It helps in Arafat. We spread on rolls and eat. May Allah accept your Hajj and remember us in the Ummat in your du'as. Ameen. Mm. That's a nice one.
You know, the packet tuna is very handy.
Yes.
I promise you, and it's so easy and it's light to carry also. It's not the tin that's bulky.
And it's healthy.
So it really comes in handy.
And I think especially for Muzdalifah.
Yes. When you're on your 5 days of Hajj, you really appreciate it.
Because, okay, let's go to, I think let's take our last caller before we go on to recipes. So our last caller, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Si, sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, jazakallah for calling in.
Oh, I'm so excited for you,
Jazakallah.
And Allah kabul all your du'as, inshallah, and your children.
Ji, ameen.
And another thing I like to remind you from experience, don't pack everything in one, like have different bags in your members. Because I lost my bag from the bus, it fell off, and another bus went over it, so I had no clothes. So, you know, something we learn as we go along.
Yes, yeah.
But put things in your children's bag and your bag and separate it, like, you know, so in case you lose one bag, you still got something on the other bag.
Right, yeah.
Even the food stuff, all of our food, I had everything was gone, you know, so...
It's a good idea, sister, you know.
Yeah, no, it's experience. What we just now that you're talking about, you know, I said, I only went now, inshallah, I want to go again. I went in 87, so you can imagine how many years now.
How many years back, inshallah. Yes. Let's take you again and again. Ameen.
May everything come right for you, inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah for calling in, sister. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Well, a good idea, Auntie Carita, is to actually pack the clothes, you know.
Separate your even all your foodstuffs and everything. Don't put everything in one bin.
You never know what can happen.
Yes, Allah forbids, so you rather be on the safe side.
It's like my son teased me the other day. He said, Mommy, put all the food in your bag. So I said, no, we're going to separate everything.
Yes.
Let's now go for a short break. When we come back, our recipe segment, and we're going to share with you some more of our SMSs and WhatsApps. So we're sharing with you a collection of light snack recipes for your Hajj journey. We've got a muska, chiru biscuits, a tau tukra, all bran rusk, and naan kadai. Stay tuned.
Sharma Spice World. Sana Super Kernel Low GI Basmati Rice 5 kg, £99.90. Pan Oil 5 litre, R74. Shan Assorted Masala 6-pack of the same variant, R60. Sharma Dishwashing Liquid 5 litre, R21. Nur Jahan Basmati Rice 5 kg, R99. Cool baked beans 410 grams, 3 for £22.50. 5 roses, 200 tea bags, R48. Fruit 3 juices, 1 litre, R12. Contact us on 011-852-5568 or visit us at 50 Hemsbox Street, Extension 2, Lenasia.
As the violence increases, and with no end in sight to the current crisis in Syria, many continue to flee their homes, seeking shelter in temporary tent villages. In an effort to restore the dignity of the Syrian people, the Al-Imdad Foundation has embarked on a project to convert tent homes to semi-permanent container homes. Donate online at alimdad.com or call 0861-786-243 for more information.
The Lanesha Muslim Association, your partner in fulfilling your responsibility of granting your child the greatest gift of basic Palestinian education. We urge you not to compromise on this need of your child, which will be Thawabi Jariyah for you. The Lanesha Muslim Association invites you to earn Thawabi Jariyah by educating a learner at only 250 rand per month or part thereof. A few rands in the LMA tent will keep the wheels turning of serving Mujesa and Masjid.
Pick and pay. Get one free stickies with every 150 rand spent this week at Pick and Pay with everyday low prices. Purity Second Foods assorted 125 ml. Buy any 16 for 100 rand. Skip intelligent auto washing powder 2 kg or liquid detergent 900 ml. Buy both for 59.50. Flora Fat Spread assorted 500 grams. Buy any 3 for 49.90. Pick and Pay No Name Large Eggs 33.90. Go on, collect them, trade them, and play the craziest games. Stickies only at Pick and Pay. Prices valid 6th to 10th August.
The Indie Shopping Festival at the Pretoria Service Submerge Hall Lodium from 7th August to 16th August, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, bringing you the latest designs from India, bridal wear, Punjabis, kurti tops, footwear, sterling silver jewelry, Kashmiri carpets, and much more. From 7th August to 16th August, Pretoria Service Submerge, 264 13th Avenue Lodium. Free entry and secured parking 10 days only, no extensions.
Santak, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanesha, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In Bloemfontein, on Thursday the 13th of August, 16 Henry Street. Contact 079-831-1810. In Kimberley, on Friday the 14th of August, number 10 Nergis Crescent, Mogul Park. Contact 084-587-8668 or 082-815-6786. In Mahikeng, Saturday the 15th of August, number 14 Ganges Avenue, 078-677-8670. Technicians for the miscellaneous regions are Abed Varaji, 079-810-4390 or Isa Kanda, 078-675-5425.
You are listening to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Well, there's so many SMSs, so many WhatsApps. And jazakallah to all for all the lovely messages and the du'as as well. And I really appreciate it. Make the ground to the best of du'as also. And accept all your du'as and accept all of whatever you desire, inshallah, ameen. Let's now go on to a collection of light snack recipes for your Hajj journey. Let's start off with the Muskana biscuits, Auntie Khadija.
Okay, for the Muskana biscuits recipe, you need a half a pound butter, 3 cups of flour, 3 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 3 tablespoons of caster sugar, 1 teaspoon whole jeera. Your method is you add all your ingredients in a dish, you make your dough with milk, you roll it out thick, cut into desired shapes, brush with milk and sprinkle till, bake till done, and then you leave it in the oven to crisp.
Lovely.
It's very easy, but it's very tasty also.
Okay, so we repeat the Muskana recipe. It's a half pound butter, 3 cups flour, 3 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 3 tablespoons caster sugar, 1 teaspoon whole jeera. You add all ingredients in a dish, make dough with milk, roll out thick, cut into desired shapes, brush with milk and sprinkle till, bake till done, then leave in oven to crisp. This is a must to take with.
Yes, it's a very nice recipe. I mean, it doesn't break quickly, and it's really a nice biscuit to take with.
Okay, let's now go to the jeera biscuits.
Okay, it's very similar to the Muskana also.
Okay.
For your jeera biscuits, it's 1/4 pound of butter, 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 2 teaspoons whole jeera, 1/4 cup sugar, 2 1/4 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup fresh cream or milk. Your method is you rub together the butter, the flour, the baking powder, salt and jeera. You mix your sugar and make dough with cream. You roll out 1 centimeter thick. You cut into finger shapes. You brush milk on them, sprinkle till and bake till done. Leave in oven to crisp for about an hour.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely.
That is a more nicer. It's a more nicer because it's got fresh cream in it. It comes out much nicer.
Okay. So the jeera biscuits. It's 1/4 pound butter, 3 teaspoons baking powder, 2 teaspoons whole jeera, 1/4 cup sugar, 2 1/4 cups flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup fresh cream or milk. You rub together butter, flour, baking powder, salt and jeera. Mix in sugar and make dough with cream. Roll out 1 centimeter thick. Cut finger shapes. Brush with milk. Sprinkle till and bake until done. Leave to crisp for about an hour. Now, if you're putting fresh cream or milk, this biscuits won't go off.
No, it won't go off. Because it's baked already and it's nicely crisped already, it won't go off.
Okay. Now we go on to the til tukra recipe.
Okay, this is a snack that you can take with. I prefer this better than the chevro on your journey. And it's really a nice tasty, the til tukra. So for that you need 1/4 pound butter, 3 cups of flour, til and jeera, green chilies, 1 1/2 teaspoons of salt, 1 1/4 teaspoons of baking powder. You mix everything together, you bind it with water, you roll out thin, cut into small blocks and fry.
So that's quite easy.
Very easy. It's a nice snack to take with.
Okay, so the til tukra, it's 1/4 pound butter, 3 cups flour, some til and some whole jeera, some green chilies to taste, 1 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1 1/4 teaspoons baking powder. Bind with water, roll out thin, cut into small blocks and fry. If you're going to roll it out, you have to roll it very, very thin.
You have to roll it very thin, and you have to roll, cut it out also very thin cubes. And you fry a whole lot at a time.
It must be crispy.
Yes, and you fry it crispy, but you have to drain it very well out.
Okay, just like a for it. Now, all bran rusks.
Okay, for the all bran rusks, you need a half a pound butter, 1 cup brown sugar. You beat it together. Then you add 4 cups of brown flour, 2 teaspoons bicarb, a half a cup pecan nuts, a half a cup coconut, 1 full cup of all bran flakes crushed, and 500 ml of sour milk, either Incomars or Amasi or anything of that sort. Your method is you beat well together and put in baking pan, bake. Once baked, leave to cool, slice and pop back into oven to crisp.
Lovely.
Very simple but very tasty.
And I think this actually lasts. It comes in very handy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that is the all bran rusk. It's a half a pound butter, 1 cup brown sugar, beat together, then add 4 cups brown flour, 2 teaspoons bicarb, a half cup pecans, a half cup coconut, 1 full cup all bran flakes crushed, 500 milliliters of sour milk. You beat well together, put in baking pan, bake. Once baked, leave to cool, slice and pop back into oven to crisp.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's now go on to the last recipe. It's naan ketai recipe.
Okay, for your naan ketai recipe, it's 2 cups of ghee, 1¾ cups of caster sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, 1 egg yolk, 2 cups of coconut, ground ilachi, and flour. For your method, you cream your ghee and caster sugar till light and fluffy. Add your egg yolk and beat. Mix the baking powder, the bicarb, ilachi, and coconut. Add enough flour to make a soft dough. Shape into balls, bake on 180 till light and brown, cool on tray before removing.
Lovely. So for the naan ketai, you take 2 cups ghee, 1¾ cups caster sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of bicarb, 1 egg yolk, 2 cups coconut, some ground ilachi, and flour. So you cream your ghee and caster sugar till light and fluffy. Add yolk and beat. Mix the baking powder, bicarb, ilachi and coconut. Add enough flour to make a soft dough. Shape into balls. Bake at 180 degrees till light brown. Cool on tray before removing. Now on what heat do you bake your naan ketai?
Okay, you have to bake it first on a bit of a high heat. That's like 180, 190, and then you lower your heat and let it get nice and brown and cooked inside.
All right. Yeah. And with the bicarb and the baking powder, does it actually...
It cracks nicely.
Oh, I see.
It's a nice
okay.
crunch.
Lovely. And naan ketai must be made with ghee.
Oh, yes.
And ghee is the whole thing that actually gives the naan ketai the whole thing.
That's the main ingredient.
Ghee and your ilachi.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And your caster sugar as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Adikari Chizakala for a lovely program. I really enjoyed it. Chizakala to all those who SMS to WhatsApp. Actually, WhatsApp, I'm so sorry I couldn't read everybody's messages out, but amen to all your du'as and Chizakala to everybody for their well wishes. Inshallah, back with you on Tuesday is my last Tuesday and Thursday is my last Thursday. So you can join us again on Tuesday and Thursday again. So from myself, Amara, and Adikari Chai Ibrahim,
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.